Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures today were weaker in corn and wheat futures, steady to a penny higher in the soybean contracts. Most of the news today was the EPA and the budget talk. There's talk that rumors that the EPA could lower the ethanol mandate by 6% in 2014 and as much as 10% in 2015. Both of those are deemed to be negative, and if they are part of a budget compromise, that will lower the demand for corn, and therefore corn prices could get lower. There's also talk of the yields. As harvest moves through the Midwest, yields have come in stronger. Those boots on the ground, or the farmers actually harvesting the corn, seem to be upbeat about their yields compared to where we were 1 month ago or even 2 months ago. The yields just keep getting a little bit better. And so that's a relatively good thing for the size of the crop, bad thing for the size of the price. Soybean futures, yields there as well keep getting just a little bit better. But they've been propped up here by some export demand as the world still wants their soybeans, and they've been buying that. Wheat futures, lower, closed near their low. There was talk early in the day that Egypt was in the market to buy some, but then by midday they had canceled that, and then that's what drove prices back down.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We're not having that big monthly report tomorrow due to the government shutdown, but we still have an idea of where that report would possibly be. Most analysts are expecting anywhere from about 13.5 billion bushels to about 14.2 billion bushels, and that's a pretty wide range, about 700 million, but it's still a big crop any way you look at it. Most are using a yield of 156, 158 bushels per acre in there, and then a harvested number of 88.15 million acres. So if you put all that together, number crunch it, you're still going to be just a little under 2 billion bushel carryover. And so it's still a big crop considering where we have been the past few months. And then if you look at the world numbers, kind of the same picture there. It looks like we're going to have a relatively large crop in terms of corn. Soybeans, on the other hand, the average production estimate is somewhere just over 3 billion bushels, probably like 3.2 billion bushels, with the range anywhere from about 3.1 to 3.2. So somewhere in that range, the average guess is about 41 bushels per acre. That's what we said last month, and that puts the average carryover about 167 million tons. So overall, still a pretty big corn crop, pretty big bean crop, and it's disappointing that we won't see official numbers tomorrow, but you still have a pretty good idea where it's at.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon. October live cattle were up 30 cents at 128.30. October feeders were up $1.37 at 165.92. October lean hogs were up 42 cents on the day at 90.25. In our grain markets, Kansas City December wheat was down 3.5 cents at 7.55 1/2. Chicago December corn down 5 1/4 at 4.38 1/4. And November soybeans were up 0.25 cents at 12.88 even. In our cotton markets, December cotton was down 3 points at 83.17 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.